There we go. You just go ahead and talk.
Okay. Okay. Good evening. My name is Jairene Joy Mejia. You can call me Joy for short. I'm 20 years old and I'm lady missionary to the Philippines. So I'm sorry we don't have any projector or laptop that we can use to be able to share to you our ministry in the Philippines. But because I don't have that, I have your folder and it has pictures where this is my previous ministry in the Philippines, and I hope that it will be a blessing to you. And please pass it after you see all the pictures. Thank you. Okay. Good evening. I'm Joy again, and my father is a pastor while my mother is a Christian school teacher. As a pastor's kid, I saw how people respected my father, and it brought a big pressure on me. Because of that, I tried to follow every instruction my father told me to do, and attending Sunday school was one of them. Every after our Bible lesson, our teacher would always share about salvation. Without carefully listening to her message, I will just follow my teacher's prayer without fully understanding how to really be saved, because I think highly of myself. I thought being a pastor's kid and attending the church every Sunday and Wednesday would save me. One Sunday, that was March 4, 2007, I went to church and did my exact same routine. On Sunday evening, we had a family devotion led by my father. He opened our devotion with a word of prayer. In his prayer, he thanked God for everything he had. Then after he prayed, he asked us one by one if we were sure that we would go to heaven once we die. I said yes, but at the back of my mind, I was not really sure of it. Then he asked me one question that I wasn't able to answer, and that was, "Do you know that you don't deserve to go to heaven?" Then I was speechless. Then he opened his Bible to a very familiar verse, which is John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Then after that, I knew that verse and had memorized it for years, but never understood the real message of it after my father explained it to me. He explained to me that we are all sinners and we deserve to go to hell. But God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, to pay for all of our sins that we can never pay. I knew God loved me, but I never knew, I never thought that he loved me that much. That day, I realized that I cannot save myself. No human, no deed, nor things can save me except Jesus Christ alone. That day, I asked God's forgiveness and accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior.
Amen.
As I get older, I saw my parents being involved to the ministry so much. And I don't know why are they keeping on doing those things when those people, some of them turn their back to God. They're trying to invest their time with wrong people. And I'm wondering, why do they need to do that? Then I've heard this one song that really touches my heart, which is entitled "A World We Never Touch," and the chorus of the song says, "How can we reach a world we never touch? How can we show them Christ if we never show them love? Just to say that we care will never be enough. How can we reach a world we never touch?" After I heard that song many, many times, I said to myself that I need to do something. Because of that, I get involved to the ministry, like what we're going to see in the folder. There's my children. I got involved in ministry, especially to the children ministry, because my heart is really for the children. And one of the things I'm doing before is to teach in different villages, like We've started 3 children centers in different villages, and there are 36 villages to go. And I'm praying to be able to reach also those 36 villages also. And one of the things I'm also want to continue when I go back home is to continue the feeding ministry, because in the Philippines, almost 60% of the children in the Philippines are malnourished. Because of that, first we will feed them spiritually by sharing or teaching them the Bible, sharing to them Bible lessons, Bible stories. Then after that, we will also feed them physically to just be able to help them with their physical needs also. And I'm also praying for the new ministry that I want to start, and it was to be able to give scholarships to those children and teenagers who can afford to study in a Bible-believing Christian school. If you're going to ask me, why do I need to do that? Because there are a lot of big Roman Catholic schools in the Philippines, and they give scholarships to those children. And then they try to teach those children their beliefs, their practices, which are not true. We know that it's not true. They're teaching the children to worship Mary and everything like that, which is not true. And because of that, I want to be able to give those children scholarships so they can study in Bible-believing Christian school, where they can learn about the Bible, the truth about the Bible, and also to be able to hear the only way to heaven, which is Jesus Christ our Lord. So please pray for us as we go back to the Philippines and start those ministries, and pray for us.
Okay, come on up, Jolyn. Now, at some point near the end, okay, we're going to give you a chance for some questions, okay, to the girl. But we're not anywhere near there yet, but I just want you to know that. So if something comes to mind, I suggest you jot it down.
Jesus, use me.
Dear Lord,
Sitting back there, you just put your heads together and come up with another one to sing later. Okay? I bet they got a third one, don't you think? I would imagine, yeah. I'm sure they do. All right, yeah. The mission agency that they are out with is the Independent Baptist Missions for Asians in Marietta, Ohio. Now, I'm trying to think of who the pastor was that started that mission agency years ago. Do you?
Pastor Kizon. Emmanuel Kizon.
Kilroy.
Yes. Okay. Kizon?
Kizon.
Okay. And so the agency's been there a long time. And they've helped many from the Philippines. Now, they may work with people from other countries, but I know that they have helped many from the Philippines for, oh my, good night, going back 25, 35 years, I remember hearing of the agency. And so be sure to get one of their cards. Okay, and I like that ukulele. Okay, is that what it is, a ukulele? Okay. My mother, the reason I wondered, it's smaller than most ukes that I've seen. My mother used to play ukulele. She's in heaven now, but my father had a country music band, and he played a big Martin guitar, and that thing's worth some money now, but we don't have it. Somebody else in the family got it. But but my mother played a ukulele, and that we do have. And so it was neat to see you playing that in the mandolin. You have a real nice touch on the mandolin. That's a nice sounding mandolin. Some of them can be a little tinny and irritating, but that's not the case with that one. Okay. And I like mandolins, okay? I like mandolins. All right. Well, now I'll tell you what we're going to do before we sing another song. We're going to take some prayer requests tonight. And so let me share the ones that I have then we'll take yours, okay? And before we are done tonight, I'm going to have a couple men lead us in prayer. I want to praise the Lord for Chris Montgomery's job.
Amen.
Yeah, and he's, you may...
giving this privilege for us to be back here again, and for her first time also, and for our driver. And we were so blessed, like being here, preacher. And thank you so much, Pastor Jan, for allowing me to be back here for the second time and also for the last time. And right now, we want to share a presentation to you all, not to be a burden, but we want to share to you what's the desire of our hearts. And we will start now.
Good evening, church.
I am Jovelyn Idomo.
And I am Diary Joy Mejia.
Missionaries to the Philippines.
I just want to thank you for allowing us to be here in church, to be able to share what God has laid in our hearts for the people in the Philippines. We are here because we have a desire. My desire began 6 years ago. I thank the Lord and praise the Lord for giving me a father who will be able to share to me the Word of God at a very young age. As I get older, I also realize the need of people to hear about the good news. There's a lot of people in the Philippines who are into these religious practices, religious beliefs, believing that those teachings would save them from hell. There is a lot of children who are teenagers, women, people who doesn't know God as their personal, who doesn't know God and who doesn't know Jesus Christ as their personal savior. They're into these religions, believing that those religions would save them. And I'm here, and I want to go back to the Philippines to be able to share to them the greatest gift of all, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord.
In church, my desire is for children, for young women, and even for women who are blinded to this world. I am also burdened with a young woman in our country who are struggling in the issues of pregnancy at their early age. As you have known, that, and even abortion, as you have known, that issues have been struggling in our place and even to this country. And, you know, folks, if God didn't save me, I might be one of them.
Amen.
But I really thank the Lord for God sparing my life. And you can see now the fruit of the missionaries also who have been faithfully sharing the word of God to us. And that's where I get to understand what's the importance of the word of God. Folks, for 14 years, I've never heard about the word of God. I've never heard about even the stories about the Bible. And I really thank the Lord because one day, my pastor was preaching about the story of Job, and that was my first time hearing that name. And I thought he was just calling me, because before that was my nickname, Job. And that caught my attention, and I kept on listening while my pastor is preaching and telling the story about Job, that Job lost everything. He lost his family, he lost his wealth, and even his health. And he chose to serve and trust the Lord. And while my pastor was preaching, I was crying. And I thought I just pitied Job because of the story that he was telling. But I know that in my heart that God is leading me to understand and to understand the truth of salvation is. And even the invitation comes, my pastor said this, that if you don't know what to do, just come to the altar and I will pray for you. And I found myself going toward the altar and he prayed for me. That even after the service, I'm still crying. And my pastor's wife noticed me. She asked me that, what happened to you? And I just told her, like pretending that I pitied Job. But then she said to me, do you want to come with me? Let's go at the back of our church. Then I came with her and she shared to me that in this world, there is only one hope. There is only one friend. There is only true happiness that you could ever get in this world, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And I told her that I want to accept that hope. I want to accept that friend. And I want to accept that true joy that comes in my heart if I accepted him as my personal savior. And at that day, I believe I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. And not just the Lord saved me, but also he called me to the ministry. At 15 years old, I got involved to the ministry in our church by teaching children. And that's where I saw the needs of the children. And I really thank the Lord for that. And right now, I still have 56 days to go. And I'm getting ready to go to the mission field. And I know that God has prepared something for me to do there. And what am I praying is I will go to the place in the province of Bataan, where there's 12 villages, and one of them is called Limay, which is the city. And there's 70,000 people in population, while I will go to the province of Pangasinan in the city of Alaminos, where almost of the people are almost 100,000, where people are into this religions like Roman Catholicism, where they teach to worship Mary, and Iglesia Ni Cristo, where they teach that church membership is the only way to go to heaven. Yeah, and that is why we are here today. Church, we are not doing this for ourselves. We are not doing this to glorify ourselves, but to glorify the Lord. And as you have known, the great commission of the Lord is to share the gospel. And that, I know that in my heart, one thing that we could glorify the Lord is to share the word of God and to share the gospel to the lost people in the Philippines and even here in America. And as ladies, we cannot build a church and even lead a church, but we believe we can be part of it by planting seeds of the word of God into the lives of the children, young people, and even women in our country. And please do pray for us, and we believe that when there's a mission, there's a provision. And we are praying for, before we are praying for 35 churches, individuals, households, endeavors, friends, or even Sunday school classes. But as you have known, it is now we are praying for 25 churches. As the, some of the churches here in America says that they are not able, they are not longer supporting missionaries because they have a lot. That's why we are praying also for the households, individuals, endeavors, friends, and Sunday school classes. Folks, you are not doing this to support us because you love us, but because you love the Lord, but because you want to glorify the Lord. And with this, we are praying for $30 monthly. As you can see, $30 is a little amount, like by supporting missionaries. But as you have known, this $30 could be able to support 2 missionaries. And we want to challenge you folks today. We want to challenge you. If are you willing to sacrifice your 2 quarters per day to support us monthly? Are you willing to sacrifice your $1 a day for the 2 missionaries?
With this amount, she'll be able to support 2 missionaries. She will go to Bataan and I will go to Pangasinan. The money that you're going to be support to us will be used for transportation, communication, for also rentals, and to also support our missionary workers and other local pastors, to those pastors that cannot be, they don't have those opportunities to go here in America to raise their own support.
That's why we are here, and please do pray for us. We need your prayers. We need partners who are also have the desires like us to glorify, and this is our heart's greatest desire, to glorify God, to glorify the Lord. And we want to ask you something before we finish this presentation. Do you have the desire just like we have? What is your heart's greatest desire today?
As the Bible says in Romans 10:1, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. And that is also our desire for the people in the Philippines.
That they might be saved. To God be all the glory.
Don't go anywhere. Let's see if anybody has any questions. You know, sometimes we have a lot of questions, and sometimes we don't have many questions at all. Okay? So we never know how. But does anybody have any questions you'd like to ask the girl? Okay. In the back, we have Autumn.
In the classes in the Philippines, preacher, we usually have 50 or 100 children in one class, like in public schools.
And but in your church class, when you teach a class of children,
we separate them in each level. Like we were going to separate the preschools, which is age
1 to 5, I'm not sure, and grade 6, which, and the other class is for juniors, and there is a class that is for high schoolers. Yes. And most of the time, I think the biggest attendance we have before, when I was in the Philippines, is 60.
60?
Yes.
Okay.
And that was for each class.
For each class.
Yes.
All right. Very good.
And after our class, we will feed them all, and we have some games, but also according to the Bible.
Very good.
Okay.
How much is it for a scholarship for a child to go to a Christian school?
Oh, that one, it is around, per month, it is around $40 a month.
$40?
It's a little bit. I will get it from the support that, every support that come in to my... to my account in the office in IB, Independent Baptist Mission for Asians, like the monthly support that they'll send to me, I'll get it from it to be able to support also those children.
Okay. Okay. And so the tuition you say is $40, 40?
No. Actually, that includes the books and everything they need, like their allowance and everything, the uniforms and everything.
All
together, every month, $40.
$40 every month. Okay. All right, Taylor.
Where will you guys be set up on that?
Like in the mission field? Yes. We're going to different mission fields. Like she will go to Bataan, and I will go to Pangasinan, and that is 6 hours away from each other by land.
Like you were in North Carolina, okay, and you're in New York. They won't be that far apart, but yes, they will be apart from each other.
That takes 24
hours. Yeah, 24 hours, yeah. That will take them 24. Okay, any other questions? Oh, yes, Zane.
What do you have with the children photos? It says passport.
What is it?
What's your question?
What do you have with the children pictures?
Tags.
Oh, tag, like passport. That was on Daily Vacation Bible School, and our theme in our Daily Vacation Bible School is like going around the world, and like we were going to tour them in Israel, but we're just going to fix a room, and like they're in Israel, and on the other place, like places in the Bible.
Okay.
That's why the theme of the Daily Vacation Bible School was my... like passport.
Okay, very good. Other questions? Anybody else have a question? Okay. Pastor.
I want to make this statement. Miss Pam Wolfram went to the Portville Baptist Church for 30-some years. She got saved there, went there for years before she came here. And one of the things they did in Portville is sometimes individuals would take on missions. And she actually has a couple. She tithes here. She gives offerings here. But she still has supported a couple of missionaries that she just personally does that. Now, there's no dishonor to a family saying, you know, we'd like to do this as a family project, or an individual saying, we'd like to do this. And I just want everybody to understand that. That's what they're talking about, okay? That doesn't come out of your tithes or anything like that. But if you have a family that says, you know, gosh, what a fun thing that would be for our family to say, we'd like to do that. So I'd encourage you, if you want to consider that and do that, do that. All right?
All right, very good. Any other questions? All right, then what we're going to do is you may go back to your seats.
Okay.
I'm going to make you stay standing here. We're going to close in prayer, and I'm going to ask Neil if you'll pray, please, and of course include the girls and their travels and their driver, and then Tim, if you'll close, okay? So Neil will open.